Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, waters, soft drinks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Plenty of snacks. And the pickle bar is second to none, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. In just a moment, Mike Lang, the voice of the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins, first our play-by-play call of the day. John Sterling with D.G. Gregorius at the plate.
Infield is up, second and third, one out. Lefty to lefty pitch, swung on and driven to deep right field. It is high, it is far, it is gone! D.D. got a first ball, fastball, and drilled it over the high wall in right. A three-run home run. Yes, indeedy!
John Sterling with the call on the Yankees radio network. Many a time on that segment, we've heard the outstanding, legendary voice of Mike Lang, the voice of the Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins. Mike, welcome back. It is great to have you with us.
It's always my pleasure, and I know it's Friday afternoon, and a lot of people are tuned in on their way home, going out of work early. Just listen to you, Steve, so I'm loving it.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Oh, Michael, every team is different. They all have their own personality. In the end, what was the personality of this team as you watched it?
Be honest with you, of the four cups that the Penguins have won, this probably was the most total team effort that I've seen from top to bottom. They used all three goaltenders in the playoffs. They had four great lines. Their center position was the strongest, and that to me is where you win hockey games. And every single one of the players on the team, up to 22, 23 of the 25 maybe you would normally use, made a major contribution to winning this cup. So to me, unlike other years when Mario Lemieux kind of led the way and others in the Stars and Yager and Coffey, and even going back to 09 with Malkin and Crosby, this was the team effort. I mean, it was from start to finish how they planted it and made it work, and I think that's the thing that really, really stood out to me for this season.
It was interesting in listening to Jim Rutherford. He said he felt like he came out of last summer, you know, especially after making the Kessel deal. He said, I felt like I had something here. And then all of a sudden he realized he didn't. When they injected the speed through the moves that they made, how different did the team become?
Well, you know, everybody's talking about Trevor Daley being added to the lineup and Carl Hagelin. No question. I mean, among the quickest skating players that have played in the league. But the real turning point for me was the injection of youth from Wilkes-Barre. Yeah. And Mike Sullivan had coached down at Wilkes-Barre and had a tremendous record there. And he became very familiar, and I think this is what really stood out to me as far as his coaching ability, how fast he reads his players. He knew what each of those players that came up, the Brian Rust, Kuhnhackl, and the others that made their way up to Pittsburgh, and he knew exactly what he would get out of them. He had an idea. He knew what the roles in a short period of time. He was in Wilkes-Barre as the first-year coach. And when they came here, it just injected a whole new atmosphere into the locker room. The players accepted them. They gravitated to those kids, and that speed was there to burn. I mean, Scotty Wilson is another one that came in, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you have a different-looking hockey team from the top all the way down to the bottom. So those are things that I think really were the standout parts. And is it fate? Is it luck? The Penguins for years did not bring up a lot of players and put in their lineup from their farm team, and I just think the way it all worked out with the injuries that they had, it was a godsend for them to get it going. And once Mike Sullivan saw the results, he wasn't going to change anything. He had it going. I mean, he had a cohesive unit, and he did the best of what he had, and he was terrific in leading this club to its fourth Stanley Cup.
Mike Sullivan, for a moment, you and I both know, we've seen it in our respective sports. You know, coaches will hold on to timeouts and so forth. In the overtime, when the Penguins won and they iced the puck and they couldn't make a change, it was early. He called it. What does that tell you about the feel he has for the moment in the game?
I don't think there's any question. I think the thing that really impressed me is how good he is at doing it early. Who's going? Who isn't? And he gravitates to those type of players that are really got the jump that are going. And he uses them judiciously, and he is very sharp and right on the money. And that's just that's a talent. That is a talent. A lot of coaches will wait, maybe after a period, think about readjustments. He doesn't do that. He just goes right on his gut feeling with what he's got. And for the most part of it, he's point on as far as making those decisions. Did everything go right for him this year? Absolutely. And will they be, moments when it doesn't? Absolutely, too. But this year was his year to excel and shine. And for him, I'm sure it's gratifying because he had been kind of thrown to the wayside off the NHL charts as far as being a head coach, and got the opportunity to come back here, and he ran with it. And, everybody thinks he's a stern type of guy, and he tells the players what to do, and it's all that. But I see deep, at least to me, my opinion of him, he's a pretty good players coach, too. He is a guy that played 704 games in the league, didn't score a whole lot of goals. He gets it. He knows what those players are worth to a team, and he builds upon it. And he got his captain, the rest of the club, to buy in, and they played magnificent hockey to help win him a Stanley Cup.
You know, we get a chance in what we do to be around a lot of really good people. When Sidney Crosby got the cup, he deliberately gave it to Daly first, who then deliberately gave it to Pascal Dupuis. What does that tell you about the mindset of the type of good people there are in the game, because there is some thought put in as to why they do certain things?
Yeah, I'd like to say it's a hockey player's mentality, but I think it follows in any sport, Steve. I think guys are so aware of what they have in their team orientation and what happens. I mean, Daly's mother has been battling cancer, and even after he broke his ankle, didn't play for the Penguins the rest of the season. He'd been going back and forth from Toronto, and Sid was well aware of it. He is probably one of the most aware people I've ever seen in my life, not only from that situation, but other things as well, where people are around greeting them, going out of his way to make a simple gesture to people. And he just has a total awareness. And plus, he's the situation where every single day he is the center of attention. No matter what, they first come to him in the locker room in any situation, and he's interviewed every day, not by one, by two, a throng of reporters and then other people that stay with him. But he's always gone way above the call of duty. And he'll sit there and talk after all the interviews are done, just talk hockey with people for 15, 20 minutes. He's probably the best known star, if you will, in the NHL that's been around before because of his access. And he remembers people and visitors. And, he's with our team, but just watching the response and seeing the interaction with him and visiting reporters and broadcasters and people that come in, I haven't seen that happen very much in all the years that I've been working. And he's got an idea. He gets it, and he understands it, and he's taken that role. And he's helped spark them to a couple of cups in his career.
Yeah, and he's the Conn Smythe winner, and I think it's rare when a center is a Conn Smythe winner and doesn't score a goal in the series. As you watched his instinct and his feel in the final, what were you seeing, Mike?
I just saw him, if you want to use hell-bent to win a cup.
Yeah.
It was in his eyes. He had that fire in his eye, and he was saying, come on, boys, I'm going to take us right there. And he did a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things to clean up his own end. Defensively, they were terrific. He helped pace the way. And you saw, I think what you saw with the Penguins, when you saw the rollover of lines, all sparked by the play of his line. And then the next line followed, same thing. And they just kept repeating and repeating. And it caught teams totally, I don't want to say by surprise. I mean, they're major league pro players. But they just couldn't handle the intensity that the Penguins played with. I don't know if a team can play like that really on a whole year level. It's just almost impossible to do and be physically able to accomplish it. But for a long stretch in March, and onto the playoffs. They were in sync. They were winning the gold medal as far as the synchronization of swimming. I mean, they were there, and they were buzzing like bees around a hive the entire playoff year.
Mike, it's one thing you can match your top line. Maybe you can match that second line. In the end, in this playoff, how big advantage do the Penguins have in the third and fourth lines over the other team's third and fourth lines?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Evgeny Malkin's on your third line?
Right.
I mean, just think about that for another coach to have to look at that and go, like, now what do we do?
You're right.
You know, I mean, really. I mean, that's the big advantage they had. I mean, everybody has talked about it. I'm a firm believer in it, too. You win in this league on a consistent basis because you're strong down the middle. The goaltending, another 22-year-old star coming through, and Matt Murray carrying the load, and then you've got the four centers again with Matt Cullen bringing up the rear with Bonino, starring with a HBK line, and then Sidney Crosby. So I think that's when you look at the overall picture and the surrounding core around them were scoring goals too. So, I mean, that was a big part of it. That's where you kind of take control of the situation, and in a lot of games, Steve, they were playing with the lead, and when you're not there and you're chasing the game like other teams were, you have to shorten your bench. It's tough to get four lines out there to match up because you need to score goals, and you need your best players on the ice, and sometimes they would go every other shift, and Max Sullivan said, I'll stay with my four lines. My fourth line matches your first line. It's okay, no problem, and that's a distinct advantage.
You see this team now, Mike, at Console Energy. You see the number of consecutive sellouts, the great ratings that they get. I don't care whether it's a radio rating or a TV rating because of the popularity of the club. But you also go back to the time when the fate of the club no one knew about. How gratifying is it now to sit here on this day to then think back on what had been a checkered history before Mario Lemieux came into the picture and to see where it is now?
Yeah, and I mean, let's don't pull any punches here. The Penguins weren't the only team that was in trouble financially around the NHL. But they did survive it. In the 70s, they had a bankruptcy, and then they had another bankruptcy, and they've had, situations where I thought possibly they would be out of here a couple of times. But somehow, some way, they survived it and got on par, finally with the arrival of Lemieux and winning the first cup with the Pirates and the Steelers, who were strongholds in this market. And what's most gratifying to me is that finally, I started really in the mid-70s here with this team to see it grow and see the response. And then, this is going to sound really stupid to see four players a couple of years ago, all drafted in high rounds and all really good National Hockey League players from the Pittsburgh area. Yeah, that's what makes it worthwhile when you see that. And it really brings a smile to your face. And then to see the reaction of the fans, we've got a new generation now that is getting the opportunity. Pretty blessed city, really. I mean, there are not many cities around the country or around the world that can say the Penguins and or the sports teams in this city haven't been successful and going good. And I bring up Penn State, and I bring up Pitt, and they're a big part of it, too. I mean, you're right here in this location, and you know the response, and how loyal people are to their teams, and it's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing to me how strongly they want to be part of the whole situation. They become part of your team when you play a game, and that's what's really fascinating to me and why I love it here in this area. It's great.
Well, they love you, unjustifiably so. One final question, and I'll let you go. The NHL is about to announce Las Vegas coming into the league as an expansion today. They haven't officially announced it yet. I was in Las Vegas right before Christmas to do a basketball tournament that Penn State was in, so I saw the new arena, which is gorgeous. But the dynamics of that city are also a little bit different because there are a lot of people in that city that I know people find this shocked that work at night. Do you think it has a shot to work there?
I do. I think that we're past that point. I think we have found a way to put a city that is in the Sun Belt, if you will, and add to it. I think we need to do that instead of thinking about putting another franchise in Quebec, which didn't work. So I honestly think it's great. It's great for the league as far as travel is concerned, Steve. It'll give you another stop in between places instead of going from Phoenix to Colorado, Phoenix, Vegas, Colorado possibly. And then if you got to double back and you can go to the West Coast. So it adds a whole new dimension to that. It kind of evens the playing field out. I will tell you one quick story. I started my career in Phoenix in 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a six-team league in the Western Hockey League. And this is kind of interesting because teams would come down from Salt Lake, Portland, San Diego. And to come to Phoenix in the middle of winter was a big thing for the northern teams, just like it is for people to go south in the winter here. Well, the players would come down, and we had six teams, so we would play maybe doubleheaders sometime on a Tuesday and Thursday night. Well, the visiting team would roll into town, and they get in Phoenix, and they get that sunshine, and they start. The first thing they do is go out by the pool. I cannot tell you how strong our home record was. I think we maybe lost three games. So it's going to be an added thing for the home crowd in Las Vegas because guys come in, they look like the Red Lobster himself. They're burnt up. They're zapped from the sun. And they don't play as hockey as well when they're fighting sunburn and have it zapped out of you. So beware, NHLers. If you think it's all going to be fun and games, the first guy comes up red, I know what's going to happen to him.
And by the way, they did sell over 13,000 season tickets, so they've got people. There's interest there without question. Mike, congratulations. It's great for the club. You know, everybody loves you, and it's great that you've been a part of all four of them, and I congratulate you on that and to the great Pittsburgh Penguins in the city of Pittsburgh.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. You know, this is amazing, too. Here we are, just a little bit after mid-June, and you're getting ready to go back to work and start throwing some football.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know I am.
Anyway, all the best to the Lions, and here, let's bring one home here and get them back on the right road and winning some big games. So we love it, too. So thank you, guys.
Mike, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mike Lang, the legendary voice and just one of the really good people in the business that we're proud to be a part of. Mike's just one of the really good people and someone you learn a lot from. Yeah, Mike's right. He says, you're getting close to starting throwing footballs around there. We are. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
4 seconds to go. The Penguins have jumped over the boards. It sails down to the Sharks end, short-handed. It's over. Get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll. The 2016 Stanley Cup champions, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
True refreshment can come in many forms, but it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks too. Get true refreshment all in one place. The Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Sunbury Motors Ford is so close. So close to their goal of selling 101 new Fords in June. But time is running out. The only way to get there is for SMC to put the pedal to the metal and give you the best deal of any Ford dealer in a 100-mile radius. 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before. SMC is where you want to be because new Fords are discounted to the lowest price possible. Plus, they'll give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 45 new Escapes starting at $19,880. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 123 new Ford trucks with F-150 starting at $23,749. Stay over 11 grand. SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for up to 60 months on Fusions, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, and F-150s. The June goal of 101 new Fords is within reach at Sunbury Motors Ford, but they know to get there, they have to put the pedal to the metal. Sunbury Motor Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
All right, so Sean sets this up to have Mike Lang on the show. And by the way, Mike doesn't do a lot of these, by the way. So we really appreciate the fact that he thought being with our audience was a great thing to do. And Sean, of course, had to ask him. He said, look, you're the Blues aficionado. Who do I need to have on the way home here? And the answer was
Kenny Neal and Albert Collins. We'll start downloading some tunes as we get on the highway home for the weekend. It was funny when we called up while the news was going on at the top of the hour. When I called him up at his house, he didn't even say hello to me. He goes, "All right, let's get this hot dog rolling." He's the best.
He is the best. That part about the sunburn thing. You know what? That's actually rather interesting because back in the old WHA days, they did have some teams down. They had the Phoenix Roadrunners was a team. And they said that happened all the time. That you play me, "Hey, this is great. We're going to play some golf." They come in, they're all sunburned, the whole deal. They go out, play the game. They can't move. Oh, my goodness. That's good. All right. 1-800-795-9565. As our wide range of outstanding guests continues. Sure, we have some regulars like anybody does. But the interview list has dramatically expanded here as time has gone. And I know I appreciate it as the host of the show, and I hope you appreciate it as listeners of the show. As I said, probably a few months ago, I said this. You or I were doing this. And I said, we do not ever take the attitude here of, "Well, how can we do this? We're only in Sunbury," the whole thing. We have phones. We have connections. So we can be a window that can take you to NFL Network with Kimberly Jones, to get LeVar Arrington on the show, to get Mike Lang to do the show, to get Kenny Albert to do the show, to get Jack Ham to do the show. I mean, we have a wide range, plus all the great beat writers we have on the cover of Penn State football all the time, that long list. James Franklin's done the show how many times now? Patrick Chambers has done the show how many times? Joe Susan, Nathan Davis. We don't take the attitude of, "Well, we're just..." No. We're going to do the show. We want to do it big. Now, Dieter Kurtenbach yesterday had him on right before Game 6 of the NBA Finals from Cleveland, from Fox Sports. Took the show on Tuesday to the U.S. Open. Hey, did you ever think on the show you'd hear Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, Jordan Spieth all at the same time? Yeah, I just, if you want to do something, you want to do it big. And we're lucky we have the outlet here at WKOK to do it. Sports been incredible. We're brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, normally when a team wins the state championship, like all these fire trucks line up and bring them back, Bellefonte's going to have a short trip. Go up I-99, take an exit, we're there. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You hit the weekend. We're going to be up in the 80s. I think I heard Alex say that, maybe Sunday, Monday, we might hit 90?
Looking at 90 for Monday, yes.
Stock up. Nice, cold beverages. Put them out there on ice. Maybe you like an import. Maybe you like a microbrew, a domestic beer. They have them all. Great selection. Mix and match. Wine coolers, water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. Bags are right there at the register. Pickle bar is second to none. It's a great touch, that pickle bar. I love the dills, the barrels. Great stuff. And I always stock up when I am around there at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. My son came in from New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago, And he went to grab a beverage. He says, you stocked up at Brewer's Outlet, didn't you? I said, I did. I said, I knew you were coming. I wanted to make sure I had the right stuff here. I said, they had it all the stuff you like. So he was ready to go the second he walked in. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. The Cubs now lead the Pirates 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth, and they're still hitting with Arrieta on the mound today. Phillies play the D-backs tonight. It'll be Ray against Morgan. Williamsport Crosscutters open up tonight with the State College Spike 705 BB&T Park at historic Bowman Field tonight, 7:05. Good to have Pat Borders back as the manager of the Williamsport Crosscutters. Guy made was part of five playoff teams, two World Series championship teams, was the MVP of the 92 World Series, as a matter of fact, with the Toronto Blue Jays. Pat's second straight year as the manager of the Williamsport Crosscutters. Yeah, I'm sure they'll send some idiot up there to announce it tonight. So, all right. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, you had mentioned Belfont, AA baseball champions. They won their first state championship. That was a 2-0 win over Susquehanna Township. And Williams Valley girls softball winning this week, too.
Great. Congratulations. Let's see. Time now for the sports bozos of the day. Yeah. The Russian track and field team. Yeah. They're all out of the Olympics. According to the New York Times, Russia did not do enough to convince the International Association of Athletics Federation that it should be allowed to participate in the upcoming games after reports of widespread doping and corruption. Okay. I watched the Olympics in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. What, you're telling me that the Soviets and the East Germans? You're trying to tell me that there wasn't widespread doping then? And corruption? Really? My goodness, I've never seen a woman high jump 18 feet without using the pole vault. Wow.
What did Sergey Bubka have to say about that?
I never saw a woman throw a discus 500 yards. She's from East Berlin. Okay. I don't find anything suspicious here, any of you? What, they're just now getting around to it? Now, what I don't think is fair is that anybody in that group that tested negative, why do they have to be included? That's a part I don't like. I don't like this mass. Hey, you're all done. Well, I'm sorry. If you tested negative, you did nothing wrong. Let's see. The Russian ministry said they will now appeal to the members of the International Olympic Committee to not only consider the impact that our athletes' exclusion will have on their dreams and the people of Russia, but also that the Olympics themselves will be diminished by their absence. According to the Telegraph, Russian Olympic Committee head Alexander Zhukov claims that there are 100 track and field athletes on Russia's Olympic team, and barring them from Rio would be a blow to the Olympic movement. Zhukov, who's in seclusion nowhere near Vladimir Putin. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Let's see. You don't think that happens over there, do you?
No.
No. Zhukov, who phoned in from Siberia. So the track and field athletes are barred from competition in November after a World Anti-Doping Agency report which detailed a systematic doping program and corruption by sports officials. Among the violations, the report said, Russian security service personnel had intimidated testers. You can imagine how. Customs services had tampered with doping sample packages, and athletes evaded doping controls, including one who tried to give a fake urine sample using a container inserted inside her body. Okay. You should be banned for life for that. In its bid to overturn the ban, Russia announced a series of reforms, including the introduction of mandatory anti-doping classes in schools. Okay, great. Before Friday's announcement, Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko said Russia has done everything that IAAF Independent Commission has rightly asked for in order to be reinstated to athletic competition. The Russian track and field team, by the way, was expected to perform well in Rio. They won four medals in the 2015 World Championships, two of them gold. Sergei Shubinov in the men's 110-meter hurdles and Mariya Kuchina in the women's high jump. Unfortunately, Kuchina was able to go over the building, and they were like, that's suspicious. Just kidding. I don't know if how they tested or not tested. Who would like the Olympics, for goodness sakes? I mean, they're just so corrupt. I mean, really, do you know any fans of the Olympics? Sean?
Quite a few. I know quite a few.
You know what I'm referring to.
I know you are, exactly. And he's on line one. No, he's not.
Yeah. Let's take the suit. Line one. Well.
No, true story. Actually, my wife's boss, she loves the Olympics. She'll take, she'll carve 10 days out and just hunker down and just binge watch the Olympics.
Look, a lot of people love the Olympics. They love track and field. They love the swimming events. And, of course, they'll put gymnastics in prime time because it's such a draw.
Oh, there's lots of events that I'll definitely watch. The swimming and the 100-yard dash, you know, with Usain Bolt brings excitement to that sport. I'll watch the wrestling, you know, with the ties to Penn State and see how some of the national wrestlers will do there.
Yeah, Frank Molinaro got gold at this most recent. Did really well. So, yeah, I mean, well, I will certainly watch some of it. I won't get a chance to watch a lot of it, but I'll watch some of it.
I think a lot of people will like this year just because the I think there's only like a 1 hour time difference from here to Rio, where it's either the same or it's 1 hour earlier down there.
I think it's 1 or 2 hours.
So
it might be two. It might be 2 hours. They might be 2 hours ahead of us. For example, it might be like 6:44 in the evening there or something like that. So I think they're actually 2 hours ahead. But yeah, you're right. It puts on the table the possibility of more live events. But they are sports bozos of the day, the Russian Track Federation. Well done. Wow. Yeah. Russian Track Federation. Let's see. Let's make sure we got everything. Andrew Landry's not going to play again until tomorrow morning. Tee time is actually before 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Dustin Johnson's second round is even through three, so he's 3 under par. Lee Westwood does not play again until tomorrow morning. Shane Lowry does not play again until tomorrow morning. Scott Piercy is even through five on his second round, 2 under par. Sergio has bogeyed a hole in his second round, so he's 1 under through two. Danny Lee, Scottie Scheffler, Kevin Streelman all don't play until tomorrow. So there you go. Baseball, Pirates against Jake Arrieta. We're going to lose today anyway. They're down 5-0, and the Cubs are still batting in the sixth inning. And, in fact, the Cubs have the bases loaded. Phillies play the D-backs coming up tonight. All right, let's see. So that gets everybody up to date. It's going to be the finals coming up. Look, you win 73 games, a great accomplishment. By the way, Dustin Johnson has just birdied. He has just tied for the lead with Landry at 4 under par. See, I kind of felt like playing back-to-back rounds today that if you got hot.
Stay out there, sure.
Right. Stay out there. Keep going. And I kind of felt that the way Johnson played today, I thought to myself, he's going to put another number up there because he's in sync today, in rhythm. Let's see. The NBA Finals. The LeBron James has been the best player in the series again. He was the best player in the series a year ago, but he was on the losing team. He's been the best player again. Outstanding. But one of the reasons I don't get all wrapped up in, like, what's his legacy? Is he the best ever, the whole thing? I'm not big into that talk show mumbo-jumbo stuff, which I think it's mumbo-jumbo. What, you don't think that winning a championship is just as important for Richard Jefferson? Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, Matthew Dellavedova? Their rings are just as big for them, too. It's not just one guy. Now, they'll all be the first to give credit to one guy because of what he means, and he is great. But that's where all this legacy talk comes in. It really takes away from what everybody else does. Tristan Thompson had a great game last night. He not only had a double-double, he had 16 points and 15 boards. He played great. J.R. Smith played really well last night. A lot of guys played well for them last night. The interesting thing about the NBA Finals is that Adam Silver said the other day, I don't want the Draymond Green thing taken away from a great finals. The finals are great because they're going to go to a seventh and deciding game, but there haven't been really a lot of great games during this finals. You notice that? They've been blowouts one way or the other. We haven't had like an exciting dramatic moment. We haven't had a come from behind victory. We haven't had timeouts being called in the last minute with the ball being advanced and boom, you take the lead on a shot. We haven't had any of that. They've been pretty much decided with about 4 minutes to go in every game.
What makes this stat even crazier? Total points, both teams after six games, 660 Golden State, 660 Cleveland.
That's wild. That is wild.
And you're right. A lot of these games just have not even been close.
They just haven't been good games. I mean, as a game, if you're saying that this is a regular season game with no stakes, all right, other than the fact it's a regular season game, you'd be like, that's really not a great game. Now, what's increased the feeling is that it is the final. Okay, so what's at stake is the fact that, okay, you're trying to win a championship. But the actual, if you take each game individually, none of the games have been very good in terms of like a game. One side or the other has had the decided advantage. You have not had many fourth quarter. I don't think you've had any fourth quarter back and forth. Have you? Maybe game four a little bit early and then Golden State pulled away. Oh, well. Now, Mike just had the Stanley Cup Final. We had Mike Lang on. The Stanley Cup Final was really exciting. They were all close games, one-goal games. All right, we'll come back, wrap up the broadcast week in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford is so close! So close to their goal of selling 101 new Fords in June! But time is running out! The only way to get there is for SMC to put the pedal to the metal and give you the best deal of any Ford dealer in a 100-mile radius! 101 vehicles sold means you'll save more money than ever before! SMC is where you want to be because new Fords are discounted to the lowest price possible. Plus, they'll give you more for your trade. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 45 new Escapes starting at $19,880. SMC is where you want to be if you want to choose from 123 new Ford trucks with F-150 starting at $23,749. Stay over 11 grand. SMC is where you want to be if you want 0% financing for up to 60 months on Fusions, Edges, Escapes, Explorers, and F-150s. The June goal of 101 new Fords is within reach at Sunbury Motors Ford, but they know to get there, they have to put the pedal to the metal. Sunbury Motor Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
We'll be right back.
The New York Penn League season gets underway tonight at BB&T Park in Williamsport. State College Spikes and the Williamsport Crosscutters. Then the two teams will move to Medlar Field, Lebrano Park tomorrow night for the Spikes home opener. And the New York Penn League season will be underway. And the Phillies, I saw the Phillies roster. A lot of prospects are on that roster. This association with the Phillies has been great. It's the fourth time they've been associated with the Phillies over the years, but they've been continuously with them since the start of the 2007 season on, and I think it's been a big boost up there. The Phillies have done very well with Williamsport as their affiliate. So you get a chance to get in a couple of games this summer. Great, great fun. Gabeson and Kropi and his group do a great job up there. Is making it entertaining. It's amazing in minor league baseball. It's serious, obviously, for the players. It's serious for the clubs because, obviously, you're trying to develop your talent. I mean, every single game, there's a report card done on every player as to how their day went. They're constantly sending that in to the parent club. So you get these progress cards as to how they're doing. But the actual business of minor league baseball uses baseball as a backdrop for family entertainment. Yeah, you're going to the game. Yes, you enjoy the game. Yeah, but like, let's take Williamsport, for example. Yeah, you got Boomer going around on the ATV. Yeah, you got the fun and games going on the field between innings and so forth. And the food and you know, here at Medlar Field, Lebrano Park, they do the games between the innings. They have a lot of great promotions. Dennis Haskins, who last year appeared at Williamsport, is going to be here in August 14th. Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell, he's going to be here for an appearance August 14th at Medlar Field, Lebrano Park. They're going to have fireworks displays. Same thing at Williamsport, fireworks displays. I think here this year they're going to have the human cannonball. They wanted volunteers. I gave them the suits picture.
I got one volunteer, Corey Feldman. Get Corey Feldman in that thing.
You know what? I walked past him when I was done with the pregame show. He was in the tunnel, and I walked past him. He looks at me, "What do you want?" And I said, "I work here. What do you want?" And I kept on going. I said, "Who was that?" They said, "That's Corey Feldman." I said, "Okay." I said, "Okay, good for him. I mean, I don't know." I kept, because I was trying to, because, you know, when we're done with the pregame show, I've got to get back upstairs to do the second segment. So, you know, you try to take a shortcut, and and the shortcut was, hey, good. I had to go through the tunnel, boom, get to the elevator and get upstairs. So I go in the tunnel, and he's there in the tunnel. Right? He said, "What do you want?" I said, "What do you mean, what do I want?" I said, "What do you want?" I said, "I work here." And then when I was leaving that night, and I didn't really know what had gone on, not gone on, because I'm doing the broadcast, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm really aware of all the particulars that a lot of really good people are trying to deal with. And the elevator comes down from 2 to 1, because I had to get down to the field level, which is, my car's parked to the back, so I had to go through the clubhouse to get there. And the elevator stops at 1. And one of the guys said, I said, "John, come on, get in the elevator. I'll hold it for you." He goes, "Well, I don't know." He says, "I'm supposed to be here." He says, "Guarding Corey Feldman." I looked at him and said, "From what?" I said, "Get on." And he did. I was like, no offense, but we all pull them on one leg at a time, right?
Last I checked.
I tried not to check. It's Today's show's been brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up! Best selection of beer anywhere. Imports, domestics, microbrews. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15. And Hummel's Wharf. Great weekend, everyone.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK, Sunbury.